ladies and gentlemen. You know, we can meet these people. It doesn't have to be frustrating to watch these crooks having their way with us, destroying our society, putting troops on the streets, all of it. I want all the listeners to just go to Kinko's and make 500 copies of it's cheap, let's say Infowars.com, powerful information, or, you know, Google Terror Storm, or put on there some other system, some other search engine name. I'm researching that all right now. And tell people, you know, to visit the sites now while we still can. Because you understand, they want to shut down free speech so they can have our way with us. This isn't just a boss hog corrupt government. This is a murdering, criminal, New World Order eugenicist group. Going back to the man over there with Enough Respect YouTube channel. Going back to him. John Watkins, you know, my emotional salve is that I'm able to counter these people, expose these people, show them to be liars. And it just enrages me and horrifies me to know it's going to go back to when I first started out on one FM talk station. And you know, for a year didn't even have a website, where, you know, it was so rare to have somebody fighting them. And instead of so many of us standing up. But you know, the good news is they're doing this because we're kicking their butt. Before, they wanted to ignore us and laugh at us. They're trying to shut us off right now because we are hurting them. And I just love it that we're going to go on hurting them and go on exposing their lies, and that one day we're going to bring these Nazis to justice.
Oh, that's right. And it shows that we're winning. We're winning the info war, definitely. And that's why they're pulling out all these measures now to try and restrict us in every way they possibly can, because they know that they're losing and we're winning. So, I mean, you talk about the older technologies, AM radio and that kind of thing. We can't let go of these kind of technologies. We've still got to use them. And also, even when it comes to YouTube, we can't simply walk away and go somewhere else and never use YouTube again, because obviously it is the most popular video sharing site. And it achieved that popularity long before Google took it over. And, you know, it is still the most popular video site.
Because it was democratic, because what was most popular went to the main page. But now they're ruining that. So we need to basically stay on YouTube, but only to attack them, only to expose the fact that they're engaging in false advertising and working with the man. I mean, even when mainstream news was showing the Marines killing the puppy, YouTube pulls that down. I mean, when videos of troops killing Iraqi children, they won't show it even when the news does. I mean, they're run by the feds, man.
Oh, there's no doubt about it at all. And, you know, there's so many different aspects to this whole New World Order agenda, so many different subjects that are involved. And each of these subjects, I've noticed it so many times where YouTube is now restricting it in so many different ways, restricting the videos that we put out there. I mean, for instance, the fluoride issue, with the Question Your Reality video that I posted on YouTube earlier this year. I mean, I'd already done a fair bit of research into fluoride and, you know, and how it affects the body. And I was just appalled by what I learned. And, you know, for example, we know that fluoride, you know, is a toxic waste product from the aluminium industry. And, you know, when I learned all this stuff, you know, the first thing I wanted to do was just get a video out there to inform people, to wake people up. And I saw your video on fluoride, and I thought, well, this is perfect. You expressed my thoughts exactly on that subject. You know, it was almost as if you'd read my mind. So I thought, well, I'm going to condense this video down into 10 minutes, bang it up on YouTube, which I did, and it achieved quite a lot of views. But then all of a sudden, bang, you could tell that you know, that they were censoring it heavily, you know, fiddling the view counters. And, I mean, when it comes to the statistics on YouTube, you cannot trust those statistics at all, especially the view counter. That's why they freeze the view counter, because that gives them the opportunity to fiddle those numbers before we get to be able to see them.
Yeah, well, I've got a plan. Stay there. Do a few more minutes with us. Then we've got Dr. Russell Blaylock joining us. Stay with us. Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about fluorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Do you take nutritional supplements but don't notice any benefit? The problem is today's supplements contain things like DL-alpha tocopherol, a synthetic form of vitamin E derived from petroleum, or ferrous fumarate, an inorganic form of iron that can actually damage your body. Many of today's vitamin and mineral supplements are actually stressing your liver and kidneys. Hi, my name is Stephen Huer, nutritionist. After 30 years of research and nutritional counseling, I've learned how the body works and how to work with it to bring about its healing and Herculean health. Supplements can be a big waste of money if you're taking ineffective ones. So if you suffer from addictions, allergies, fatigue, depression, digestive problems, poor sleep, low libido, cancer, or any affliction, I can help. With my programs, people get positive results in 30 days or less. Call me for a free mini consultation at 888-988-3325. That's a free mini consultation at 888-988-3325.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We've got certified neurosurgeon, author and lecturer, Dr. Blaylock, Russell L. Blaylock, M.D., speak about their discoveries of what aspartame does to the brain. He trained under the eminent neurosurgeon, Dr. Ludwig Kempe, and many others. So he's got a long bio. We'll go over that. It's RussellBlaylockMD.com is the website. But Google and YouTube, they don't want you to hear that melamine's at 90% of the baby formula. They don't want you to hear that GMO crops are sterilizing and killing the rats and mice that are fed it. In some cases, 90% of them. They don't want you to hear that aspartame is attacking your entire body. They don't want you to hear that. They want to shut down the web. And in closing, I want to thank you for your great work, John Watkins. You know, I've told people, especially with my videos being edited and censored at YouTube and Google and places, you have to create a new account under a new name, preferably even from another IP address. My name cannot be in the description or the tags or any other anti-globalist, anti-New World Order stuff. It needs to be like Janet Jameson and or Jenna Jameson or whatever her name is, and you know, pop culture, stuff like that. And then you have to restrict the comments because the commenters will say my name, and then the algorithm will pick that up and censor it. And we've had MySpace and YouTube and Google administrators send us emails. We posted them, written articles. They admit they censor us. My bulletins are blocked on MySpace, but we still stay there, even though they censor us as an outpost. We know internally we've got a couple hundred thousand friends. They froze it at 55,000, friends. I mean, you can't believe the stuff they do. Because culturally, we are what the people want. Culturally, we're mainstream. But they have to keep acting like we're the kooks, we're the weirdos, and, you know, have the media say we're grassy knoll crazies. Doesn't matter if 92% of Americans know the government killed Kennedy. It's that 8% still tell us we're crazy, and they've got to control the media to keep the illusion up so the mass of us never wake up and realize that we're really the majority. So I would tell everybody, create clones of the videos and audios that you put to video of what I do. I know a lot of you do that, and I commend you. Create clones. Upload it with the regular tags, but create doppelgangers, and not just YouTube and Google. Hit them everywhere. You know, that's why we stream our own videos at PrisonPlanet.tv for the members. But we can't pay for the bandwidth ourselves, so we say you get high-quality video for 15 cents a day. Please use this as a factory of resistance. Burn them to disk. Give them to people. Got 5 months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. But with Internet 2, they're going to shut that down where it's very hard for you to get to us. But I'm going to do stuff like file lawsuits and stuff on them. Other people are. I mean, they're coming now to shut down our ability to fight them because we are kicking their criminal butts. There's a lot of other ideas, and again, by everybody shutting down their YouTube site for a day or two this Friday, it won't just be that YouTube and Google notice. Their government fronts, you know, they expect it. It's to get everybody else paying attention and call the media, too. You know, this anonymous thing going after Scientology, that's fine and dandy, and I'm all for it. The point is, the media gave that attention because that wasn't establishment. That was some rival to the system. Let's try to force the media to report that people are protesting and boycotting Google and YouTube. Let's get articles out on InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com about this boycott and why we're boycotting. And then let's try to make the mainstream media pick it up. Okay, that said, I want to go to Dr. Blaylock. But in closing, John Watkins, I've been jumping all over you today. But, you know, it's because I'm so passionate and emotional about this because I know it's here, it's happening. But in closing, anything else you want to add?
Well, one thing I wanted to say was just repeat what you said about uploading videos to other video sites like Live Video and Blip TV, and there are countless others out there. And we can use this opportunity this weekend when we're not using YouTube. We can check out some of these other sites and start uploading videos to those sites as well, because obviously Google is not providing us with a fair level playing field to get information out there. So we're going to have to now concentrate on getting our information out to other video sites. And another thing I just wanted to add was that on my channel on YouTube, I'm going to try and focus on doing some videos to show other people how to create the kind of videos that I do, you know, to try and present information in such a way that you can wake people up, basically. You know, and to try and educate people on how to use certain kinds of video software to edit videos.
We need lots of videos as well. That's a great idea. We need lots of videos exposing the fact that they are censoring, and then encourage others to make videos showing that and to show how they're censoring. But exactly. We fight for YouTube and Google. We fight to keep them from becoming totally tyrannical, knowing they still are, though, because they are becoming the government. They are becoming Internet, too. That's in the Wall Street Journal today. But while we fight a rearguard action to wake up as many as we can, because that's where the people are, we drive them to the other alternative sites and say, hey, this place is no longer free. Come check this out. Well, I only commend you, and I thank you for including me in your wonderful videos, and I want to have you back up in the near future, John Watkins, as we track the Internet censorship that's taking place. Just Google YouTube Nuff Respect, or Google Alex Jones, and some of the top videos are Nuff Respect's videos. He's reached, more than 20, 30 million people from just the video hits that Google and YouTube show. I'm sure it's a lot more than that. And another testament to the individual standing up and fighting back when there's a level playing field. That's why they're tipping the tables on us. Good to have you on, John.
Thank you, Alex. It's an absolute pleasure to be on the show. Thanks for having me on, my friend.
Thank you. It's good to have you here. And folks, again, if I sound desperate today, if I sound upset, I mean, the Marines get caught running secret checkpoints and then lie about it. And then we have the local news reporters on that caught them lying about it. I mean, they have troops running around with the police running checkpoints now. I mean, it's foreign banks have stolen $8.5 trillion in 7 weeks and counting. I mean, and the Congress isn't allowed to know where the money went. I mean, what's coming next? We need the internet to fight these people, or there'll be even bigger outrages. Okay, I apologize for getting him on about 10 minutes late. We got the other guest on late as well today because I wasn't on for the first 45 minutes today. Russell L. Blaylock, M.D., surgeon, author, lecturer, educator. It's RussellBlaylockMD.com. Blaylock is B-L-A-Y-L-O-C-K, and again, MD.com. We have links to that up on Infowars.com. Who knows how long you'll be able to get to his site, though, under Internet, too. Sir, thank you for coming on. It's been many years.
Well, thank you.
Just out of the gates, tell us about yourself, how you woke up to aspartame as a neurosurgeon, and what we're facing.
Well, as a neurosurgeon, of course, most of the things I deal with are brain trauma and strokes and ruptured aneurysms, things like this, brain tumors. And it led into the field of excitotoxicity, which is a process that's central to virtually anything that happens to the brain, particularly brain trauma, strokes, and neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease. And as I discovered, the neurotransmitter responsible for most of these diseases is the glutamate transmitter. It's a very complex set of transmitters, and it's the most abundant one in the brain. But glutamate is very toxic to the brain, and so the brain has this enormously complex system to keep the levels outside of neurons very, very low. Well, as I got into this, I found out that, in fact, monosodium glutamate raises brain glutamate levels significantly, and that virtually all processed foods have some form of glutamate in it, and that Americans are consuming massive amounts of this. I wrote a book on it called Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills, that goes into the research in quite some depth back in 1994. At the time, if you looked on the Internet, you wouldn't find a single reference to excitotoxicity. Now it's virtually tens of thousands of pages. And if you look in the neuroscience literature, it's one of the most commonly discussed topics is excitotoxicity. Well, the interesting thing is that here's two major additives to foods, the aspartame and monosodium glutamate type derivatives, that are the most abundant additive in food. And Americans and a lot of Western countries are consuming absolutely massive amounts of it. Now that I've put a lot out there in the world of the science of excitotoxicity, more for the layman as well as for the scientific audience, it's woken a lot of people up. They realize this is not a minor problem. This is a major problem. Because glutamate also plays a major role in brain formation. So your future and the future of your children is dependent on how the brain forms. And we know that if you elevate glutamate levels early in development, particularly in the pregnant woman and in early in life during that first 2 years after birth, you can cause significant abnormalities in brain formation. And that's exactly what we're seeing if you compare the experimental results of this excitotoxic research with these additives. It's just what we're seeing on a massive rise in the society. For instance, the ADHD, the autism. We're seeing all sorts of neurodevelopmental problems, language problems, behavior problems, anxiety, depression.
And that's MSG in a larger family of these chemicals.
Yeah, that what the food industry has done because of this enormous amount of research pointing out this toxicity, the FDA has allowed them to use this guy's name. They call it hydrolyzed protein, soy protein extract, isolate, caseinate, all sorts of disguised names. So it's difficult for people to keep up with that list because it's ever changing.
And soon people won't be able to hear the show anymore because of YouTube and Google and Internet too. Only on the few AM and FMs we're on in shortwave. I mean, these people are destroying themselves. But don't worry. Hey, Google employees, buy your kids a big bag of Dorito Nacho Cheese MSG and just fry their brains. Dr. Blaylock, stay with us. Appreciate you joining us.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out?
Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Surprise your loved ones this Christmas with a gift of safety and security from MrDefense.com. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job. How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, December 15, 2008. Gold opened this morning at $828.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $853.54, $426.77 for the half ounce, and $213.38 for a quarter ounce. That's $853.54, $426.77, and $213.38.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So you finally decided you're going to stock up and store food. But why settle for bland, tasteless food? Why settle for less? There is an alternative. InternetGrocer.net. Enjoy the most delicious storable food at amazing prices. Enjoy creamy, delicious, real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Storable meals from InternetGrocer.net will bring such variety and flavor you won't be able to tell you're actually eating storable food. You can purchase by the can or by the case. Choose a variety pack or an entire year's worth of food. InternetGrocer.net has non-hybrid seeds that will produce delicious food for you and your family. Ensure your food supply for years. Find out just how delicious storable food can be. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443. Open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
All right, Dr. Blaylock, long segment coming up. This one's short. Let's get into it. So you started discovering, as a neurosurgeon, researching the brain, what excitotoxins were and what they were doing. I mean, a lot of people can't eat MSG. They swell up red, get headaches. If I eat just a little bit of it, I mean, I know right away I'll get a headache. But I know they make it out of petrochemicals and things. And again, what's wrong with the food industry? What's wrong with the system? And then from that you learned about aspartame. So continue with telling us what we're facing.
Well, you know, the people who react as you're describing are the lucky ones because they're not going to eat food that contains MSG. What happens to the majority of the people is they don't have any outward symptoms at all. But the destruction of neurons in the brain and the connection, the synapses and the dendrites, is an ongoing process. The more they eat, the higher the brain levels of the glutamate, the more destruction. And certain areas of the brain are more sensitive than others. One of the reactions that I'm working on now that's a growing area of research interest is that MSG activates the brain's immune cell called the microglia. And that if we look at all the neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's, ALS, Parkinson's disease, it's this chronic activation of the microglia that seems to be the central feature. Well, MSG readily activates this microglia cell and does so for a very long period of time. It also produces enormous free radical generation in the brain and the entire body. And this is strongly correlated to these neurodegenerative diseases. And in childhood, as I said, it alters the development of the brain. So you have children who have behavioral problems. They become depressed, suicidal, homicidal. I cover this on a DVD I did called Nutrition and Behavior, which you can get off my website.
Absolutely.
That goes into a lot of detail of exactly how all of this works, how much we know about it, what to do about it, how to neutralize some of these effects. But the real shocking thing is, you know, the book Excitotoxins covers mostly what happens to the brain. Well, recently they've discovered that these glutamate receptors exist in virtually every organ and tissue in the entire body. And that one of the shocking thing was that when you raise glutamate levels in the blood, cancers start to grow very rapidly and become highly invasive. And this covers a lot of cancers, things like breast cancer, lung cancer, prostate cancer. All of these cancers will grow much faster, become infinitely more deadly and invasive in the presence of high blood levels of glutamate. Well, humans, out of all the animal species, have the highest level of blood glutamate when you feed them glutamate. It's five times higher than any known animal species. So we are the most sensitive of anything. And so when you load the food up like it's been loaded, and the investigations by the government itself showed that the blood levels in humans rise as much as 40 to 50 fold with eating foods that people commonly eat, processed foods. So we're getting enormous blood levels sufficient to cause the brain lesions as well as to promote cancer growth. Well, then they looked at, well, what is it doing in the heart? Well, the heart also has enormous number of these glutamate receptors, in fact, throughout its entire electrical system, as well as the cardiocyte itself, the heart muscle cell, and that there's a strong correlation between people having sudden cardiac death, which is on the increase, these young people dropping dead of a heart attack, people eating a meal and soon after dropping dead of heart attack and unable to resuscitate them in the emergency room. And what they find is that if their magnesium level is low, which is very common in American society, and you feed them MSG, the heart goes into arrhythmia because it's stimulating these heart glutamate receptors. And it's very difficult to resuscitate that person. And so what we're seeing is a lot of death, a lot of growth of cancer and invasion of cancer, as well as all sorts of medical problems based on the fact our food is absolutely loaded with monosodium glutamate.
Now, they're only adding more of it now, along with aspartame and other things. And there's a lot of medical research on this, thanks to you and others now. And I guess the system, that they just don't care. I guess the owners of these companies shovel it in their own children's mouths.
Well, not only that. Well, I think what they do is they protect themselves and their children because they know that this is toxic. I mean, the literature is overwhelming. And so there's no question of the toxicity. There's no question of what I've been telling you. The research is enormous in this area. So they know. What they've done, they formed the Glutamate Technical Association, which is a conglomeration of the major producer of aspartame and MSG, which is the Ajinomoto company. And they are a hit squad. Anybody who says anything about them, they bring all the forces of their corporation and their money and researchers that they buy to say that it's not true. And they buy a lot of advertisements and magazines and newspapers so that it'll never enter a
all right, stay there. Stay there, doctor. We'll come back and talk about a lot more. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off,
Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash. Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. Well, who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's no doubt that aspartame, these other excitotoxins like MSG, it's just everywhere. And then when people get upset about it and stop buying it, they just change the name. You know, you can say they do this so they can sell you bad-tasting food and cover it up, but it's more than that. Dr. Blaylock, I mean, you're an accomplished neurosurgeon. You've done a lot of your own studies. I mean, I've gone back to the original studies with aspartame when they approved it back in the 80s, you know, killing the monkeys, as you know. And they know GMO food that's had the genes altered is hurting the lab animals as well. They just don't care. Where does this attitude come from, and why are they doing this?
Well, the more you look at this, you know, I've looked into this probably a lot deeper than a lot of people that are interested in food and technology and things. It goes back to the Rockefeller Foundation back in the 1910-1920 era, where they, you know, Rockefeller was obsessed with medical care. He was the person who was the primary financial source for the Flexner Report. And what the Flexner Report essentially did is took over all medical care in the United States. It closed down half of the medical schools in the United States. It appointed most of the presidents of the medical universities that were allowed to subsist. And the foundation, the Rockefeller Ford Foundation, Carnegie Foundation, set the curriculum. Now, at the time, Rockefeller owned a lot of pharmaceutical companies. In fact, most of the major pharmaceutical companies in the world, including some foreign pharmaceutical companies like Merck, which was a German company. So he had a vested interest in making the curriculum in medical school pointed mainly towards pharmaceutical solution to disease. Well, that's persisted into the present day, is that we've created a medical educational curriculum throughout most of the schools that preaches certain things are considered so-called orthodox medicine. Everything outside of that is to be shunned. It's charlatan. Well, I spend an inordinate amount of time researching and looking through and reading literally thousands of studies from all over the world, all reported in high-quality research journals and medical journals. What's amazing is most of this is never seen by a practicing physician. They don't even know this research exists. When I ask my neurosurgical colleagues at meetings and such about excitotoxicity, most look at me like a deer in headlights. Have no idea what I'm talking about. They didn't even been exposed to the word excitotoxicity. Now they're beginning to hear it, but they still don't understand that they're feeding their patients tons of this stuff in their diet, and it's making their neurological conditions much worse. And so the patients can't recover. They have seizures, all sorts of problems. When you look at the impact of this on American society and other societies in the world, it's absolutely enormous because it affects how the brain functions, particularly its higher functions, that is, a drug addiction. We know that the centers of the brain that controls addiction are regulated by glutamate, and that when you stimulate these centers with glutamate, it increases your craving for all sorts of addictive impulses. And that if you block these glutamate receptors, people lose their addiction. So addiction is a very strongly correlated. We know depression. Now the psychiatric profession is moving into the idea that depression is primarily an excess glutamate in the brain. Well, here we're feeding tons and tons of glutamate to people, so we're increasing depression, anxiety, suicide, homicides, based on this psychological effect of high glutamate levels in the brain. This is a very hot area of research. And most of the drugs that seem to do the most good in combating depression have to do with blocking glutamate receptors. I covered this in one of my recent newsletters. I have a newsletter that goes into a lot of these things in some depth.
In fact, let's stop there, Doctor, because time is, you know, running out here in the hour, and I want to have you back up for 2 hours in the near future. It's been too long, and you've got so much knowledge. Tell folks about the film, the books, the materials, the newsletter, and how folks can get those.
Well, everything you can get through my website, www.russellblaylockmd.com. But I have a DVD on nutrition and behavior, which is goes in depth about what effect sugar has on your brain, the glutamate, how sugar produces hypoglycemia, and that produces disruption of the brain, children that are bouncing off the wall, anxiety problems, school learning difficulties, all this is connected. And then I go into how to correct that, what to do to combat that and improve your child's brain function and behavior. I have a newsletter, which is published by Newsmax, which goes into a lot of different health things. It goes into diabetes. It goes into, pharmaceutical effects, depletion of minerals. It goes into ways to protect your brain against Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and the effects of obesity. And one of the things that I made a newsletter out of was MSG, and a particular concern was the obesity epidemic. You know, one of the earliest findings of MSG and aspartame feeding was that it produces gross obesity in animals and virtually every species. If you feed it early in life, that animal for the rest of its life will be obese. And we know the same thing happens in humans.
And that's now happening. Yeah. I mean, we have this obesity epidemic, though I've read the studies that Americans really aren't eating more than we ate 30, 40 years ago.
Right.
It's that we've got all these toxins. And doesn't the MSG and aspartame block the chemicals in the brain that let us know we're full?
Well, what it primarily does, it damages an area of the hypothalamus called the archaic nucleus, is where leptin operates. Leptin is what helps you burn off fat, and it helps control your appetite. So when you destroy that center of your brain in the hypothalamus, you begin to gain weight even eating a very low-calorie diet. It's almost impossible to control your weight.
Well,
this is what was discovered with MSG-exposed animals, you can't exercise it off very easily. You can't diet off very easily. It's a very resistant obesity. The really frightening thing was that it produces, in animals and humans probably, metabolic syndrome. Well, there are 45 million Americans who now have metabolic syndrome, one of the most rapidly accelerating diseases in Western society. And we can directly link it to this massive consumption of glutamate and aspartame. It will produce the exact syndrome in animals. The obesity, the hypertension, it will produce...
How do you know that area is destroyed? I mean, I had a lot of MSG growing up as a child. What do I do?
Well, it depends on your antioxidants. It depends on your diet, which will help protect you to some degree. But there's a lot of things you can do nutritionally to help repair these things. Because one of the primary events of excitotoxicity is rather than just killing cells, is it destroys a lot of the synaptic connections, which you can repair by changing your diet, getting the MSG out.
Because the brain's always trying to rewire, right?
Yeah, it's called plasticity. And we have brain plasticity from conception all the way up to age 100. They did a study on people in their 100s. And found this same plasticity was taking place, this massive repair of damage. The problem is, as you pointed out, is we're inundated with so many toxins and bad diet that we can't repair it. We're just constantly damaging it over and over and over.
Doctor, haven't they also found that these excitotoxins are addictive?
Absolutely. As I said, it seems to operate the part of the brain that has to do with addiction. So that when you raise glutamate levels in the brain, it's much easier to produce addiction, and it's very difficult to overcome addiction. So, in the drugs we know that help fight addiction are the ones that reduce brain glutamate.
But I was going to go on to say, but it's the glutamates themselves are addictive too, correct?
Well, because the glutamate is the neurotransmitter in the brain that's doing it. When you take MSG, it's the glutamate part of it, not the monosodium. It's the glutamate that is in the brain stimulating these receptors that produce
sure. The
problem.
Sure. Going back to the Rockefellers, I mean, I've studied mainline history, and it's true. They just took over the whole, quote, industry, just like groups are taking over the Internet now and just making it theirs through government. That's right. Where the real fortunes are made, is by using government or foundation money to just take over industries. And I mean, I was blown away by the 40s, how many hospitals were directly owned through fake charities
right. By
the Rockefellers and all this. And, of course, you know they're eugenicists. They're into population reduction. They were the big eugenicists that funded it all here in the United States. Dr. Blaylock, from your research, I mean, is this being done on purpose, cold-bloodedly?
Oh, absolutely. And there's several good books written about it. One is a history of molecular biology in the United States, which says that the Rockefellers' purpose for funding medical care and for funding research in molecular biology was because they wanted to find a way for social control. They first tried eugenics, as you said, in the early 20s. They were the major funders of eugenics in the United States, and if it had such bad publicity, they dropped it, and then they got together with their scientists and said, well, a better way, maybe altering genes and changing the regulators of cell function and brain function, and then we can initiate social control. So this history of molecular biology text goes into great detail, says that was their motivation was social control. Well, that is controlling the peasant, so they'll do what you tell them to do. And, of course, it's all collectivism, as you said, and that is you have private giant mega corporations who are in link with government to control all society, and the idea of collectivism is to produce the United States as one giant corporation.
And it's so cold-blooded to knowingly attack people's brains, their reproductive centers, everything, and then just devastate us and just cold-bloodedly doing it.
Well, if you read the history of the Rockefellers, you see they started wars, they did all sorts of things to gain oil contracts and to get to Saudi Arabia. You know, they were the ones that made the deal with the Soviets to get the Saudi Arabian oil fields, and they were funding communism to the tune of billions, building their military. You know, it's all carefully documented in Anthony Sutton's series of books, showing that they funded the entire communist military and the communist operation purely to get deals to get the Caucasus oil fields and the Saudi Arabian oil fields, as well as the Chinese oil fields. You know, Rockefeller was the primary funder of the Institute of Pacific Relations, which was the propaganda network that worked through our government back in the 1930s and 40s to engineer the fall of China to the Chinese communists so that Rockefeller could get the oil fields.
And by the way, that's now declassified. It's even on History Channel.
Sure.
I mean, this is so sick. Well, that's what Quigley wrote, as you know.
Sure.
But, you know, he bragged at Georgetown that they fund the fascist and the communist, and now they're doing it here. They are just so ruthless.
Absolutely.
And the public has no idea how much attack they're under.
Well, they had no compassion for the millions of people who died in both world wars, no compassion for the people dying in Korea. And if people don't know that during the entire Korean War, the Rockefeller family was supplying all the oil used for the jets in North Korea to kill our soldiers. You know, and this has been going on since the 1910s. And so they have been major funders of the enemies of the United States. They have taken over our government through the Council on Foreign Relations Trilateral Commission. And a lot of this is linked to what I'm talking about with these food additives and drugs, is because that's also how to control the population.
Oh, the public, it's not just that they're ignorant. They really are brain damaged.
Sure.
And there's no critical thinking. It's just, and folks, if you've still got your brains, you know, intact, or if you can even hazily understand what I'm saying here, you can heal yourself and get your brain back. You know, it's easier said than done. And it's so hard for me to even try to stay healthy as much as I'm working. But I know as a doctor, how do you do it? How do you keep all this stuff out of your diet?
Well, I only eat foods that are fresh. I don't eat any processed food. I avoid all of these gravies and sauces that they make commercially. I don't eat any Doritos or any of these junk food. It's all fresh food, freshly made, a lot of vegetables, fruits that are fresh. Try to stay away from anything that's GMO. So, you can do it, and what you find out is as you correct your diet, your thinking clears up. You can think with a very clear mind. Your language function improves. Your memory improves. And then you can use some supplements to even stimulate repair of some of this damage to the brain and to the rest of the body.
So now they're moving in, wanting to radiate all the meat, even radiate all the vegetables. It's just unbelievable.
Well, the arm of it is not only that, but then they want to take away the supplement. They want to outlaw the entire supplement industry. So they have absolute control of it. What I keep telling the people in the alternative medicine field, I said, you know, what's going to happen is they're going to turn these major producers of the supplements over to the major pharmaceutical companies, then only doctors can prescribe supplements, because they know that these supplements far exceed anything that medicine has to offer. They know that. What they know now is that they can't make these prescription drugs, so they can't control the price. But if government says only physicians can prescribe them, then they become pharmaceutical drugs, and the price of them will increase astronomically, and suddenly you'll see a shift in what these people say. Instead of attacking the natural supplements, they'll say that it's the greatest find that medicine has ever made.
But they don't want us to be healthy. I know the doctors are ignorant and compartmentalized. And it's
the doctors won't know how to prescribe it, because doctors don't know anything about any of this. You know, most of the doctors know absolutely nothing about any of what I've told you. They know almost nothing about diet. They know almost nothing about any supplement. They're so heavily and badly brain damaged themselves and so propagandized by it, they just don't understand. They refuse to read it. They refuse to look at it. As we move into full socialized medicine, it will be against the law for them to even suggest to a patient that they take a supplement.
That's what I was about to say. All this socialized medicine means they'll control every aspect of what a doctor can do and have total control over you. Doctor, we're out of time because there's a short segment at the end that I'm going to cover some final news. You know, I really appreciate you spending time with us, and I forgot how important all your information is. Do you have your book in front of you? Is there any way I can, here on air, set you up for like an hour and a half, 2 hours, maybe early next week before Christmas or after Christmas the next week?
Probably best after Christmas.
Fantastic. Well, what we'll do is then, how about January 3rd or 4th, 5th, something like that, have you on for a couple hours, and then we can take calls. And because your knowledge and breadth of knowledge is so wide, Dr. Blaylock, I really want to pick your brain.
Yeah, January 5th, I'll look at it. Just have your person contact me, and we'll firm that up.
Well, thank you. Folks can check out your fine research and materials at RussellBlaylockMD.com. Is there a number we should give out, too?
No.
Okay, thank you so much for the time. Let me say bye to you here off air.
Hello, I'm Steve Schenck. We're entering a holiday season never before seen in America. We're thankful for the warning given by members of Mr. Obama's campaign team of the coming international incident, which will force unpopular decisions. Without this warning, many of us who still have money available would have unknowingly wasted it on Christmas gifts that will be useless when the only food available is in a government breadline. When the president is faced with the expected national security incident, the in-place Patriot legislation will control transport and distribution of food. Those of us who are able to take care of ourselves must put in supplies of food. This will free up the relief organizations to give food to those unable or not smart enough to prepare. The greatest gift this Christmas is life itself, food for these unknown times. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com, 800-409-5633.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Aging doesn't only show in your face, but it can be felt in your body. You feel tired. Your joints and muscles ache, and your mind seems clouded and forgetful. It's time to stop the aging clock with a proven system brought to you by NutriMedical.com. Anti-Age Max uses a revolutionary formula to turn back the hands of time on the inside and out. Combine Anti-Age Max with Nutritrala to protect against cellular damage, and Collagen Max to regenerate healthy bones, ligaments, joints, and improve the collagen and elastin to your skin's appearance. It is possible to look and feel youthful again when you give your body what it needs. Anti-Age Max. Dr. Bill's Anti-Age Max is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
All right, it is the final segment here, ladies and gentlemen. And there's a lot of news I got to, a lot of news I didn't cover. That radio station's tried to fax us a few times, the Marine Corps press release. Of course, our fax machine was broken. So we're trying to do an e-fax. That'll be up in a story Kurt Nemo's already written about the Marines. So we'll have that available soon we did just get the fax? Okay, we did just get it. So, Aaron, will you get that posted in Nemo's story he wrote about it? Great job. Thank you, my friend. Yeah, here it is. The Marines saying the Marines would be involved. U.S. Marine Corps involved at the checkpoints, and then now they've tried to back off of this. And then they lied and said they weren't there, and then it turned out they were there. So that's coming up, by the way, in the rebroadcast. In the last 3 or 4 minutes I've got, I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up. Ted Anderson bought gold, I don't know, 2.5, 3 weeks ago, a whole bunch of it, when gold was at 740. It's now at above 830 today and rising. And we've got all these pundits and experts on TV saying 1,500 to 2,000 in the next few months. I don't know if that's going to happen. I just know gold is way undervalued. And, again, Ted got so much gold that this is the very tail end of it. What, Ted, you said of gold at that price, all you have left is British sovereigns and what else?
Well, I got the British sovereign and I have the franc. The $10 Indians, the $10 Liberties are sold out. The $5 gold pieces that I had in here, they're sold out as well. I do have the British sovereigns, I have the francs, and I came into something that is really interesting that I haven't seen in a long time, and that's the Vienna Philharmonic, the 1 ounce coins there. I only have 80 of them total, 80.
Did you sell out of those buffaloes?
The buffaloes did go. They're gone. But the Vienna Philharmonic is a coin just like that that's in total demand. And the buffaloes were over $1,000 a piece, where these Philharmonics are only $967.
That's a great deal. So let's explain. Everywhere else, gold's at a premium. You can't even find it. There's a 30-40% premium on it above spot price. Ted bought gold at $7.40 an ounce. Yeah, that's the price that's priced into these coins. And on the sovereigns, on the francs, the best coins you can buy, he still has it at the 740 level. Now you have 80 of the Philharmonics left. How many of the francs and the sovereigns do you have? Because, you know, when you first did that buy, you had like 10, 15 coins. You're down to, what, 3 coins now, 3 different offers. What do you have left, Ted?
Yeah, what I have left are the British sovereigns. They're currently right now at 242. Mind you, gold hit a high today of 848.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, 848. Yeah. So we're talking $108. You're selling this for $108. I mean, you bought this at $108 under what it is right now.
Yep, that's right. And then you've got the francs. They're at 195. They're at that same price level. And in addition to this, those gold Philharmonics are almost $100 less than the buffaloes, and they're equally as scarce, equally as rare, and certainly as much desired as far as a coin.
So basically, you're getting a beautiful collector coin at basically bullion prices.
Well, that's what's going on here. You're getting the coins right at the melt value or at or near that, especially.
Look, here at the end of the show, I just want to tell the listeners something. This is a great deal. For those of you that don't know the gold business, check it out. It's a great deal. For those that do, you know how good a deal this is. How long can you offer this, Ted?
Well, the Philharmonics will be sold out after 80 coins. I can't do 81. The British sovereigns and the francs will hold that right through midnight.
All right, here's the number, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Please give the brokers a call. They'll be there till midnight tonight. First come, first serve on the Philharmonics, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Don't wait. Protect yourselves from the raping bankers and Google that covers up for them. Please get the coins, 800-686-2237. Retransmission starts now at InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.